I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 615. I used to hate getting socks for Christmas. Used to.
Welcome to Electric Sisterhood, home of the original.
The fucking original.
Girl gaming to gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing.
You sound like you need like a snuggie and a nap.
I need a vacation. I need a full body massage.
Yo.
I need Godiva chocolate.
Yes.
I need a Luther Vandross Christmas CD.
There you go. There you go. See, that's a big mood right there. That's a big mood. Yeah, I feel all of that. I'm not vetoing any of those statements that have been made. Like, it's definitely, like, big mood time. Like, I'm trying real desperate to get into the holiday season, like, in spirit. And I'm just, like, struggling real hard because I'm like, it's cold. It's expensive. Nobody has the TV I want for the price I'm willing to pay. I'm just like, I'm over here like Master P, like, na-na-na-na.
I mean, right now, I'm in the mind frame of, because my in-laws like to make us do Christmas lists every year.
Right.
And
did you ask for world peace?
No, because, I mean, we do need world peace, but I don't think that's something that one magical white dude could do in a night. That takes a lot of policy change and worldview.
There's a lot of red tape.
That's a long term.
You got to have lobbyists line up ahead of time. True that.
Yeah. Like, that's a lot to be asking Santa for.
Right. Santa can, like, hook it up with, like, a Xbox. Like, world peace. That's just, that's unfair, really.
I mean,
that's rude to ask for from Santa.
For the other 363 days of the year, he could be a lobbyist in Congress. Like, and he could be trying.
Nick could be. You know, he could be trying to make things happen, and we just don't recognize it.
They don't extend that far.
Right.
That's the thing. They just don't extend that far.
I feel you. I feel you. Yep.
But every year, the in-laws are like, send us a Christmas list. And I am not really good at telling people things that I want, because I'm in that mindset that if it's something I want and I have the power to do it, I will just do it for myself.
Right.
So I took a different approach. I'm like, I will give you things. I will list things that I need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like practical things. Like, it's so funny now because, as a kid, you're like, I want a pony and a pool full of pudding.
Right. But you get over 35 and you're like,
socks.
I want some good ass gloves because this winter is cold and nasty. And my fingers, like, I just had the thought the other night as I was walking my cold ass to my train to catch home. And I was like, you know, it's funny. Like, right now, I really wish, like, somebody would just give me some really nice, like, new, because my gloves are, like, old as hell. You've seen them. I was like, I really need a new set of, like, new gloves. And, like, what would be dope is if I could have, like, some nice socks to sit in these boots well, because my other socks are too thick. So I can't wear these boots. And then I started laughing at myself. I was like, I remember how many times, like, I would frown and, like, throw a fit when I would get a pair of, like, new pajama sets for Christmas and, like, socks and gloves.
I don't want fucking clothes.
Yo, I'm sitting here right now, like, I wish somebody would gift me with some dope-ass socks right now, because that would be the best Christmas present ever.
Right?
Like, I don't need to show you how
your perception in life completely changed after a certain age.
Like, I appreciate those gifts so much more now. I'm like, yo, I really wish somebody would give me a onesie, because I could really use that shit.
Right.
You know, I joke about Snuggies, but those shits make sense.
So, I mean, like, I think my list was very, like, and I was smart this year on my freaking list, because I actually took screenshots, because I love telling... And notice when I say love in this case, that I'm being extremely sarcastic. I love when I tell people like the exact name of a thing that I want. And then
they get you the knockoff? Like,
the yeah.
Or they get you the look-alike.
Yeah. They get me the really bad dupe, not even like the good dupe.
Like, I said I wanted a Snuggie. What the hell is this Huggle?
Hey, my slanket, it's not a Snuggie, it's a slanket. But I like it because it's like slang, and I slang it over my body. Like, it's fine. My husband did a good job, and it's a comfortable Snuggie.
I'll tell you right now, dupe. Right?
I get
like,
it.
I'm not like a big person with gifts, right? Like, I'm with you. Right. Like, I always kind of look at it as, if somebody gifts me with something, you should give me something that you think that I would like that is a reflection of, like, your care and love and, you know, is something that you want me to have and isn't something that I would necessarily do for myself. Very similar to you. Like, if it's something that I would do for myself, I'll eventually get to the point where I'll have the money to do it for myself. So that's not really, like, a gift. So when people are like, well, what do you want? And it's like, well, I want you to give me something that you want me to have. Like, that's what I want. And then people are like, oh, well, you stop being so humble and so aloof. And I'm like, I'm really not.
You have to be careful with that, though. Because then you kind of give people the okay to be like, I feel you need this in your life because you broken and you sad.
Right.
Like, you got to be careful
about how. And then that's when I get the gift certificate to intervention camp.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, you get that nice flask, and you're like, a flask, and it has clear liquid, and you're like, oh, it's got my favorite vodka. It's like, no, it's got water.
You should really slow down and hydrate.
You need more nutrients in your life.
Yeah.
Here's a gift card to is this to a hookah bar? No, it's to an oxygen bar. I don't think you're getting enough oxygen. There's one in Rhode Island. Don't even snark.
Yo. Like,
Vitamin bar in Rhode Island where you can go and get like a vitamin B12 drip.
I have I'm not trying to trip. I have found bliss after sitting on an oxygen bar for about 4 minutes.
Yeah, like
you come out feeling like a newborn bib.
So you gotta be careful. But this year I was smart because I was like, hey, I'm gonna do this list because God forbid I don't do this list and I hear all the in-laws like, you didn't get it, you didn't do the list. So I did the list and then I took shots from all the things on Amazon with the particular thing.
Nice.
And made sure I was snarky enough in my list to be like, Santa, look, I'm like, this is stuff that I could get myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, but these are things I do need.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wear my hair more naturally now. I think some people have noticed that on my Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Your curls be living.
And I got these really cool uniform curlers. My hair is really.
I thought you were about to say unicorn curlers. I was like, what the hell is that? Out.
And my hair right now is like 13, 14 inches. It's long. And the curlers I got are for, you know, 8 to 10. So my hair is too long for them.
Right.
I still use them because they still do what they
but
need them
take
to do.
But it take a longer time. Mm-hmm.
Right. But I need the longer ones. So, like, literally, in my letter to Santa, a.k.a. my in-laws, I literally have a picture of the curlers I want because they're all color-coded. So the ones I want are green and blue.
Yep.
And I was like, this is their name.
You in that long, super long area for rollers. Yep.
This is right. This is the size. Do not get me the pink and orange ones. My hair is too long.
Yep.
And then there's an exfoliating pad that I like to use because I do like a 12-step skincare routine, which you've done because I've done it to you in my house.
Yep. And my skin was on point.
But like, I could go and buy these exfoliating pads for myself, but I'm like, I just want to see if I'm going to get the Korean ones that I get
from Santa.
Or if I'm going to get like the, or I'm going to get
or the,
get the
Neutrogena.
CVS General Dollar Store with like, because that tends to happen.
Oh, that's so Bojangle.
Like, it hurts my soul in such a way where they're like, we want things that you want. I tell you the things that I want. And then I don't get
it. I got you this. It's just like the one you wanted.
No.
But it's not the one I wanted.
And they often like to buy me clothes, which, I mean, I'm often in the route that, like, I always like new clothes.
Yes.
Like, I mean, but
you styling and profiling. It's true,
sis. I will tell exact sizes of the clothes I wear. Because, you know, I'm a plus size girl.
Mm-hmm. You got them curves.
I know what fits my body. Like, I know if I go to Target, I need a 3X.
Right.
But I know if I go to Lane Bryant, like a top, I'm a 14-16. On the bottom, an 18-20. Sometimes a 22, depending on the
Depending
type
on the cut.
And whatever. But But whenever I say that to my in-laws on my Christmas list for clothes, I always get like 4Xs and 5Xs. Because I think the state that they live in, they don't, fat people are all one size fat.
But,
No,
hashtag not all people.
I have a couple of PJ sets that they got me a couple Christmases ago, and they're cute because they got pandas on them.
Uh-huh. But
they're legit like a 4X. And I just wear the shirt because the shirt is so oversized. It's pretty much a nightshirt. I can't even wear the pants because they fall down.
Lord Jesus.
And I'm like, family, I know I'm the fattest one amongst us, but I'm also not that fat.
But I'm also not the tent that you think I am. Like, oh, that's just so now hurtful. I'm like,
don't buy me clothes. Buy me gift cards.
Gift cards. I know my body. Like, if you can't tell, we're all holiday this podcast, but like
the
big thing. So I went from like one year I was so petty that I actually made a spreadsheet and I was literally like things that I would like. Item one, link to where to buy item one, and then photo of item one. Like it's just you can't miss. And if you can't do these things, then gift cards to the appropriate places. And I actually got into, like, a little bit of a squabble with one of our family members because they're like, no, I don't want to just do gift cards. They're so impersonal. I'm like, no, a gift card to a place that I actually shop is one of the most thoughtful things you can do for a person. Because that's like saying, hey, I know that you enjoy products from this place, but I'm not sure what you already have from here. I'm not sure what it is that you want from here. You know, maybe I don't know your style 100%. Or maybe there's something that you want to try.
None of your family but me know your style.
Truth. But, like, you know, maybe there's something from here that you've always wanted and you don't really want to, like, say that you want it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the ability to pick out what you want from here on me. Like, that's what a gift card says. And so many people are like, you go here, I'll just throw you a gift card because you lose it at some point. And people, like, think about it as a throwaway thought, but it's actually probably really, you know, the nicest thing. Because, like, think about it.
I appreciate it more than you saying, I'm going to pick out something that I think you'll, which I had to deal with last year.
Yep.
I literally told one of my sister-in-laws, I'm like, just get me a gift card for Lane Bryant.
Yep.
And she built me a whole outfit.
Yep.
The dress just fits, but it's also, like, a main 4X, which I'm like, bitch, I ain't that big. I like the hat. The hat was dope.
Yep.
Got me shoes. Granted, I didn't tell the girl what my size was, so I'm like, that was a great estimate. Why are you staring at my feet like that? Don't know how I feel about it. Boots are cute. But, like, it is all together. I literally call it my where in the world is Carmen Sandiego's cousin.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's not red. It's green. Like, it's really Hunter green, but it has a hat. Has a long trenchy thing with a black dress, and I'm like, I can't. I'm like, I don't know how I could wear all of these together unless I was about to steal the pyramids of Giza.
Yeah. So where in the world is Roxy San Diego? Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So like, it's nice enough, but I'm like, you could have just got me a gift card, and I could have got the sweater that I was eyeing for myself, because if I told you to get me the sweater, you wouldn't get me the sweater.
So
in fact, you would burn down all the Lane Bryants, and I would never get the sweater ever again.
Right. Like, so when thinking and approaching your gift giving this season, especially for gamers in your life or anime fans in your life.
Just think about millennials now who are all about experiences. Like, don't buy them a blender. Buy them an experience where they get to make a smoothie.
No, stop that shit. You can get people physical
stuff. I'm all about experiences.
Look, yeah, but that's because when you go home,
a tasting bar where I get to taste like food and shit.
Hold on, sis. That's because when you go home, you have a blender. You have a dope ass blender. Okay, so you can experience the blender in your home.
My blender.
Some people are getting experiences because they don't have that shit at home, and actually they physically need the fucking blender. So get somebody a goddamn blender. Get some people some socks.
If someone said to me, Panda, I would love like. Not a Vitamix because they spend it. But if you wanted a Nutribullet, I'd be like, sure, and I'll also get you the big size cup for your Nutribullet.
So you'd be making smoothies.
It's not enough.
But
like, I would enhance the basic, but I would not get you the bougie.
If I ain't rocking that way, I can't
support other people's bougie lifestyles. Right. I can barely.
You gotta be bad and bougie on your own. You gotta be bad and bougie on your own. But all I'm saying is for the gamers in your life, I have some suggestions. that will hopefully keep you, like, on the pedestal as opposed to in the doghouse and getting text messages where you're being talked about behind your back. So, a couple of things to keep in mind. Because a lot of times people aren't really sure what to get someone who is a fan of games or, you know, sci-fi or anime or things like that. And a lot of times what will happen is in wanting to show that they support, you know, the thing that you're passionate about, they'll walk into a store or they'll look at online reviews and go, okay, what's the top, you know, popular thing in this thing? And then get you that thing. More than likely, if you're a fan of any genre or subgenre, you probably either already have some of the pieces in the top 10 most populars, or you have feelings about the most populars, where maybe you're not necessarily as big a fan of them for reasons. You know, like, a lot of times when I tell people that I'm into anime, the first thing is like, oh man, you must love Naruto. I got, like, all this stuff from, like, and I'm like, no. Like, that's the wrong assumption to make, that just because I'm an anime fan that I like Naruto, because I don't. You know, so you can be led astray while trying to be supportive and nice. So, you know, my advice is, you know, do a little bit of recon around your gamer or your sci-fi fan, because usually from their friends or their significant other, you can get the clues as to, like, what would be the right direction or the wrong direction, okay? And you right. can, between all the messaging services we have now, you can get around people. Like, you can direct message people, slap them up in their DMs and their PMs on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Snapchats, and you can fucking text message them directly, Facebook Messenger. Like, you have all kinds of ways that you can get around people. You know, back in the day, like, if you were trying to find out, you know, what somebody liked, like, you had to physically get a hold of them, and more times if you called the phone, it was a house phone, and you never knew who was going to be picking up, and everybody was always in the same room together, so you could hardly, like, get a hold of people, and you sure couldn't call people at the work line, because they're supposed to be working, and they can't take no personal calls. But now you can get a hold of people around people, so do some research, you know? Like, if you want to know what it is that, like, I'm into, you can get my sister, you can get my husband, and they can run you down a look. She's been talking about this, not this, hates that, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can it's get like that she information. Said,
she was like, I don't need this wink, 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 wink nudge.
Right.
But if you did get it, like, you could get it here on a discount.
Right. Like, check it out. Let me know if you gonna get it. You can actually, I'll give you my Prime login so you can get that Prime delivery.
You could, plus the discount. Here's that link to that wish list.
You know,
hit that Amazon
wish list. This is the published wish list, but this is the stuff she puts on her wish list but doesn't tell anybody about. Like, you can get around that. So do some research and find out what, you know, people are into. Especially this time of year, and especially because, you know, streaming is becoming so big. There are a lot of people that are looking for good game chairs. There are a lot of people that are looking for comfortable controllers. There are a lot of gamers that are looking for, not necessarily the games, but looking for, you know, season passes, the enhancements to things, to the Xbox Live, PSN Live. You know, those are things that, you know, the subscription service gift cards, those are always helpful to anybody that is playing online in any kind of sort of fashion. So there's a lot of things that you can do on the small end that are not break the bank versus, you know, high-end headphone sets. And you know, game chairs can be, you know, nice at the, you know, sub-$150 level, but they can go up to, you know, $500, $600, $700. So it's really good to know your gamer and what it is that they're looking for. You know, some may just want a webcam because they don't know which one to get, and, you know, those aren't a big expensive thing. Some people may be looking for lights.
Some might just want a pull for their ring light because they didn't buy one.
Some might want that because they didn't get the right one because they were balling on a budget. Right?
They were being cheap. Frugal. They were like, we can do this in installments. I'll get the camera, and then in 2 weeks, I'll get the ring light, and then eventually I'll get the stand for the ring light. I don't need it right now.
Yep.
Fuck.
Cha-ching! I need that right now. You know, but the thing is, you know, find out what your gamer's into. They may not be into streaming at all. They may just be looking for a better monitor, or they may be looking for a new system or more controllers. You know, there's a lot of options that are out there. And if you really want to do something that is special, you know, it's a little bit late right now to be thinking about it, but hey, maybe for next year or an upcoming birthday, you can look at getting into, you know, custom controllers for them to really show that, like, you put thought into it. You know, like, some people, you already know what their favorite colors are, and you know what system they're on. So, you know, whether it's, you know, something from Design Lab on the Xbox side of the world, or something from Scuf Gaming, which makes really fantastic controllers for the PlayStation, for the Nintendo Switch, and for the Xbox, you know, you can get something that is much more customized to, you know, their fandom. You know, there's all different ways that you can find stuff for people. It may just be getting them, you know, subscriptions to streaming services, especially for, you know, people who are in the college life, hooking them up and covering their Spotify for a year, or covering their Netflix or Hulu for a year. Like, that can go a long way, you know. So for the digital person in your life, whether they're a gamer or they're into sci-fi or things like that, there are a lot of different ways that you can give a meaningful gift that shows that, hey, I respect your fandom and I respect, you know, what it is that you enjoy, and here's a way for you to continue and enjoy it on me for the year. You know, don't discount the gift cards, because I love getting iTunes gift cards, because I be buying crazy-ass movies. I love it when people give me gift cards for Xbox Live, because that's another year that I don't have to pay for it. And I love when that shit happens, because I be living on Live. Same thing with PSN, you know, and it is a thoughtful gift, because to me that says, I recognize that you actually enjoy this, and I want you to continue to enjoy it on me, and that makes me feel, you know, understood. And it is a gift that, like, I would get myself that, but that tells me that, like, you want me to continue to enjoy my fandom, this thing that brings me joy. And I really, really like that. It makes me feel like you get me. And that just gives me the warm tinglies on the inside, you know, because I've had people give me games and I always thank them and I always appreciate them and I try to play them. But, you know, one year, like, no joke, almost everybody in my family, with the exception of you, sis, because that was the year that you gave me all the gag gifts, like, everybody gave me, like, the same game. One of our aunts gave me an Amazon digital code for the game. I got a physical copy of the same game. Which, again, it was a game that I said that I liked, but I got a physical copy of that game from one of my best friends at work, and then I got another digital code from one of my friends for the game for a different platform. So I literally had multiple copies of this game. Not to mention the copy that I bought for myself.
I mean, I can't say nothing.
Right?
Because, like, I'm an anime fan, I like anime, and I mean, like...
You like good anime, though.
I like good anime, but at the same time, like, deep down, 100%, I'm a Moony. You could give me anything Sailor Moon related,
right,
and I'm going to be happy,
right?
So, let me preface this with my husband.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Okay, I do. I love my husband. He do right by me most times. And so, there was a Kickstarter, which is another thing, because I think out there now, I think there's this whole avenue with kickstarting stuff, which I don't think people have ever really tapped into it as a gift-giving thing. But, like, my husband's obsessed with Kickstarter. And, I mean, I've had to put in some restrictions about what he can kickstart. But he had bought...
Yo, Kickstarter can be dangerous.
And there was this company that's doing pins, right? And, like,
at first enamel pins?
Pins, but they're doing Sailor Moon pins.
Are they enamel, the or are they, like...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're, like, nice.
Okay.
And, like, he was like, hey, this came through my, like, Kickstarter. And, like, he showed me some pictures because they were showing off some mock demos of what some of the pins were. And I was like, man, I'm like, I could back this myself. But, like, you know, holidays are coming. I got Christmas presents. I'm like, if this were me, though, I would back it at $33 and I would get 3 pins. And those 3 pins would be, because, like, I think he was baiting me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I had gone through all their mock demos. So I was like, I would want Moon, because, I mean, she a Cancer. I'm a Cancer, Sailor Moon. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Jupiter, because I'm caring and I like to cook. And Saturn, because I will kill everything. So, like, mm-hmm. I put that all out there. And, right. Of course, like, I was like, and if this is my Christmas present, that would be great. You know, but, like, if it's not, no big deal. And, like, I left it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, a couple
like
of years
you left
ago,
all the breadcrumbs you could possibly leave without being, like, here's the slapping him upside the head and being like, bitch, get me this.
this. If you're doing this, do this.
Right.
So, of course, stuff was going on. And then one day he's like, oh, yeah, I need to confirm. Because he did, in fact, back it, which I was like, I figured you were going to. And he's like, so Moon, Mercury, and Venus, right?
Please tell me that he said that to piss you off.
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Ooh.
So I'm sitting there because, you know, when you back it, you have to confirm which pins you want. Mm-hmm. And mind you, this is all on a G-chat, so there is recorded evidence of my preferences.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Locked and time-stamped.
Mm-hmm. Again, gotta and get them like, time-stamps.
And I was like, no, Moon, Jupiter, Saturn.
Yep.
And he's like, well, I got Moon. And I'm like, now don't get me wrong, because I love all the Senshi.
Right. But there are some Senshi that are, in fact, on the list above others. And that's fair to say.
Right. Right.
Because, like, see,
I'm not trying to get people mad at me for not being, like, all about the Mercury. I actually like Amy a lot. Mm-hmm. I had a Dear Diary, electronic Dear Diary that was
I remember.
Blue,
like, I recall her, very much so.
Oh, my God. I took that thing everywhere. Pretending I was Amy doing, like, math and shit.
Yep.
So, like, I've been there. And I'm also all about love. So, yes, I totally get Venus. But, like, I just personally feel like I align with Usagi, Makoto, and I'm going to butcher her name. Haruto. I think it's what it's like that. Yeah. Saturn. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to do the Saturn symbol on all my notes in high school because I was that was me being emo.
Right. You did have a very long emo phase. I think most of us did.
My emo phase was just very much like,
Emo phase took a turn where you dated a dude who worked at
Hot
Topic.
It was very calculated. It wasn't just like, I'm going to wear black. It was just like, my soul is dark and I just want everything to be quiet. I'm just going to usher in the ruin of all existence.
Right. You know, like you do on a Tuesday.
But kickstarting could also be something for you guys out there if you've got, you know, people in their fandoms.
Here's the thing that I would say.
You know that there are certain things that are being kickstarted in those realms. You could look into those and see if there's something.
But you want to be careful. You want to be careful with the Kickstarter because if you're talking about doing it for holiday, it's got to be something that's actually going to deliver well before the holiday because the only issue with Kickstarter
But not
stuff,
necessarily.
You want,
not
but if
necessarily.
You're giving it as
I understand
a gift,
where
like,
you're coming from
you
can with
do
that,
the, well, you got to remember, sis, not everybody's crafty like you.
My anime pins are not coming by Christmas.
Right.
But he's going to, like, do something cute to be like, here's this thing.
And see, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Not everybody's crafty that can do that cute presentation thing of, like, the thing that's coming. Okay? Not everybody can, like, decorate a box inside and out and has the thing to be like, okay, I can print this out and mount it and I can stuff it with this paper and it'll be like really cute and I'll put glitter in the box. It'll be like the color of the sailor. Not everybody has the time or the ability to do that. Some people, when they're giving a gift, need to have the physical thing. So all I'm saying is you want to be careful of if it's something that's not going to be delivered for the holiday, that you have some kind of plan to present it in a way that it feels like a gift as well. Because I, you know, sending somebody an email like, I ordered you this thing, it's coming in March. It's, right? So, like, if you're kickstarting and it's not going to be delivered, make sure that you've come up with, like, a cute way it into your ability that you can do to present it as a gift. Because, like, I still like opening stuff. Like, I love opening little boxes that I know have gift cards in them. That shit makes me happy. Don't just send me an e-certificate and be like, Merry Christmas! Hope you read your email. Like, don't do that. Hell, print the thing out. Use your little Word or your Photoshop and, like, put the code in, like, cool places and I gotta search it out in the image. So I have to do a little scavenger hunt. Make me a flip book. You know, like, do your part.
I will make you a flip book.
My husband did one year when he gave me the dope-ass drum kit that I have. He made me a flip book. It was adorable. Hopefully I still have it. It wasn't damaged in the Great Flood. But it literally was a flip book revealing all the pieces to my Rock Band kit. So, like, you know, you can't be a queen without your throne. And so then I flipped it, and it was a photo of my drum chair. And I was like, well, if you've got your throne, then you've got to have a place to hold court. And then flip the page. Like, it was the most adorable thing, and I almost cried. So, like, you know, put some effort into it. Like, he glue-sticked and, like, got letters and construction paper. Like, effort was made. So it was more so about the flip book than the drum kit, although I love my Ion drum rocker kit. So anyway, all I'm saying is make sure that your gift is from the heart. It's appropriate for, you know, your friend, family member, and things like that. And don't be afraid to do a little research and dig around them, because people are happy to talk about what they know about people if that can help inform you, give something that's really meaningful. Like, every time I've talked with people, they're like, oh, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And, like, you know, everyone gets so excited, because I think part of it is that they're learning a little bit more about somebody that they thought that they knew and are excited mm-hmm. to give them something that, like, will bring them joy and make them light up. And I think that's probably my favorite thing about the year. The holiday ending that way is that, you know, it makes me think about the best in people, and that's helping me get into the spirit. Additionally, helping me get into the spirit is just, like, all the shit that's on sale right now. So I just want to talk really quickly about a couple of things. Again, okay. On the gaming front, for the gaming side.
I mean, all my gifts are pushing my own personal agenda, so I can't. No, like, legit, and I hate to circumvent, but I think you would appreciate this, sis, on a level that, like, I kind of feel like I tapped into your mind space, into really? Your mind palace for, like, a moment.
I'm gonna be really proud if you did.
So for one of the presents, it's for a wee little one. She's 3. Uh-huh. And we were asked to get her art supplies. So I was like, I'm on it. So, like, coloring books, floor puzzles, Corolla crayons. Well, Corolla came out with a multicultural marker line so that when you draw people, you don't have to draw them, like,
pink, all as flesh tone,
like, black.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're all flesh tones, evolved, multicultural.
Yes. So,
like, I got a basket, and I individually wrapped, like, the paint brushes and the non-toxic paints, and the first one that hopefully this little one will open will be the multicultural markers. Yes. Also, all my tags for my presents are Black Santas.
Yes! Yes!
So it's like, in case you forgot who got these for you, Black Santa.
Black Santa. Black Santa.
I've seen so many more Black Santas this year. Have you?
Yeah, it's an initiative. So... Which okay. makes me really really happy. There was, you know, coming out of last year especially, and I think just in the climate that we're at, there are a bunch of organizations who were just like, you know, again, representation matters. I don't think there was even, like, a movement, like, that people were like, Santa should be, you know, like, unisex, and, like, there should be female Santas. I'm like, no, stop. It's Kris Kringle. Like, the story
actually,
is Kris
Kringle.
Actually,
that's been coming out this year. I've seen a whole lot of people saying, you know, Santa
and I'm just like, get over it. No, it's Kris Kringle. It's fine for Santa to be a dude.
Yeah, but okay? Kris can be short for Christina.
The story is Christopher Kringle, and his wife refers to him as Kris.
Okay, well, you know what? Some people don't know what their gender are, so maybe Christina's been living.
You know what? You need to stop, because, like, this is taking it
just
to an extreme.
Been ready
if
to
you
want to
make Christina Kringle and have that be your story, cool. I think that it's fine for Santa to be whatever Santa is, as long as there's representation for everybody, okay? You should have Asian Santa, and you should have Black Santa, and you should have white Santa,
Mexican
and you
Santa.
Should have Hispanic and Santa,
you
Spanish
should have
Santa,
Israeli
you
Santa. Should,
you could have
Muslim Santa.
I mean, I think you're pushing it a little bit, but you could. Okay? There are Jews for Jesus. It is an organization.
There are.
Okay? So, like, you can have your representative Santa. Okay? So if you want a transgendered Santa, have it. Okay? If you want a pansexual Santa, have at it.
Have it.
Okay? I would like to have Black Santa, and I'm so happy to see Black Santas all over the place.
Me too.
Because Black Santa hooks it up. Which is awesome, right? But for me, this year, I've just been focusing on a couple of things that I think that are really interesting gifts. So if you're still at this point of listening to the podcast, like, I got to do something. Okay, again, this is really going to be pushing it on the, you're going to have to come up with the presentation, but you can at least get the gift ordered. There's some really interesting things out there, you know, for the gamer in your life. I'm focusing on the gamer in your life. But... And not necessarily the anime fan, and not necessarily, because there's just so many ways and places that you can go with the anime fan that you really got to spend some time on that one to know what they're into and what they're not. But on the gaming side, there's a few peripherals and some other things that have happened in the news that you should be aware of. So the first one is that Nintendo announced this week that they no longer have the NES and SNES classics in production. So that means... As far as getting your hands on one, you better do it now because they're not manufacturing any new ones. So once all the stock is depleted of the items that are out there now, the units that are out now. That's it. They're not making any more. They don't plan to produce any more. It's kind of like Disney Vault. It's going back in the vault, but with Nintendo, it's probably not coming back out. So if you were thinking about or waiting, you know, to get your hands on one and decide whether or not somebody wants it as a gift or anything, I'm telling you that if you see one and you were thinking at all about picking one up, now is the time to do it because they're not going to make any more. And so there will eventually come a point where you won't see any of them out anymore and you will have missed that bus. So that's just kind of a quick, hey, guys, if you see it and you think somebody in your life would want it or you yourself would want it because you could treat yourself for Christmas, you better treat yourself or your friend's self because they're going to be gone. The second one is I've been asked a lot, you know, because there's a lot of peripherals out. Razer announced a new controller for the PlayStation that's customizable. It looks really interesting. I really want to try and get my hands on one to monkey around with it. It's very much customizable, similar in thought to how the Xbox Elite controller is customizable, but you can actually flip open the case and adjust more than just the thumbsticks. You can actually adjust the D-pad buttons, the actual gel buttons to have different stickiness and things like that. The trigger sensitivity and bumper sensitivity is also customizable. Similar, but I think a little bit more deep looking at the application from the teaser trailer on Razer's site. Deeper than the Xbox Elite controller. So if you're really like at the point where you're even thinking about competing in esports, getting down with a custom controller probably is a great place for you to focus on. And so if you're looking for a really good customizable controller, I think you should take a look at what Razer has to offer. They also offer an Xbox One controller that you can check out as well. Ooh. Yeah. And I would say for me personally, I've tried a couple of controllers. I really love my Xbox Elite controller for my Xbox One. Just because the paddles that are on it are placed in the most comfortable place and easy for me to reach, you know, because I have smaller hands and I also tend to have acrylic nails and they're a pretty good length. And so more times than not on some of the controllers, the paddles that they put underneath to remap the shoulder and the trigger buttons on the controller are not long enough or they're in a place that it actually forces me to claw more, and that can really cramp my hand. And I don't have that issue with my Elite controller. So, you know, for me, I really enjoy that controller. And you can find those in brick and mortar as well as online. The Razer controller right now you can only find online. So that would be one if you were going to pick it up, you would have to do some presentation for. Same thing with Design Lab. And, you know, this I'd actually thought of doing as a gift for some of the gamers in my life. But then my budget was like, nope. But for some of my friends who and family members who are on the Xbox, you know, Design Lab is a nice gift to give them, you know, a code to be like, here, you can design your own custom controller. You can pick, you know, the color sets that you want for your analog sticks and for your D-pad. You can pick how you want your gel buttons to be and your undercarriage to be. You can even have your gamer tag or something put on. So I actually have two Design Lab controllers that I absolutely love. One I call Rarity because it is my purple and white beauty. Amethyst is my favorite color, and I actually have my gamer tag laser etched on it, and I love that controller. It's just nice to be able to personalize stuff. So that just really, I think, is a neat gift because people can flex their creativity and then have something that, you know, you both kind of contributed to. You know, you gave me the ability to build this controller, and then I was able to build this controller using my creativity. So we both were able to give me a gift. I'm humble. But that's a really nice one that you can, you know, again, for between, you know, $70 and $90, just depending if you want to include the etching on the controller, you can give somebody the ability to custom make a controller for their Xbox that is really, you know, them, which is nice. Again, on the more moving towards streaming or just like building like the perfect, you know, game space, a lot of times I get asked about headsets and chairs. So I'm going to talk really quickly. You know,
go right ahead.
The name known by most gamers for gaming chairs, like if I was to say, hey, I'm going to get a game chair, you would be like, is it a... This is where you jump in, Panda.
Oh. wait, what? Sorry, I blinked.
See, this is what happens. So, if I said to you, oh, you're going to get a game chair, you would say, is it a blah, 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 blah chair?
I'm not really in.
DX Racer?
Is it? Oh, I was, yeah. Razer does chairs?
No.
Sorry. I was about to say, I'm like, Razer doesn't do chairs?
No. DX Racer.
DX. Oh.
You know, all the gaming chairs that are PAX East in every booth every year, the $400 chairs that everybody tries to win, the DX Racer. Yeah, see, that's
too expensive. I just purged it from my mind because I'll never find that kind of chair.
Right, right. But, like, that's the known, that is when gamers talk about chairs almost all the time, it's a DX Racer chair that people are looking to get because that was kind of like the gold standard. You know, for gaming chairs.
It was kind of like all during, I think, during certain seasons, you'll see, like, Triton headsets are all of a sudden the thing in the
And that's just, market. You know, who spent the and most money on sponsor. Turtle Beach,
and then we'll flip, and, like, it's all...
And these days, it's pretty much either...
Even when I become a millionaire, I won't get a DX racing chair. I'll still get a custom-ass chair made for me.
Well, here's the thing. Else. Look, like, DX makes amazing chairs, and I think that they're fantastic. I bet they do. But not everybody, you know, has, you know, $200 to $700, depending upon whether you're getting a chair for, you know, someone who has a little bit more weight. Now, I got
$200 to $700, but they're for my bills.
But the alternative to DX Racer, and there's many that are out there, you know, and so I encourage people to take a look at. Century makes some amazing chairs. There's also a company called Green Forest that I absolutely love. They make some really nice game chairs that don't break your back, but are... break your bank but are very comfortable.
Well, they shouldn't break your back either because that's not a good chair.
In all of the color assortments, you know, that look very similar to pretty much every game chair that's out there, which is really built for like a racer style. So good lumbar support, back pillow support, head support so that you can, you know, sit in these chairs for 6-7 hours at a time and be comfortable and not have back problems. And so what I'll tell you is it's really, really pertinent to do some research. And for the right game chair, you also want to make sure that the chair is going to have the right kind of adjustable backing and also, frankly, be a chair that is rated to support the weight of your gamer. So it's, again, really important for you to understand who your gamer is to make sure you get the right chair, because the worst thing that you can do is get a chair that isn't going to hold their weight and then somebody sit down in their chair and their chair break. And that's one of the things that's really key about game chairs. So you do have to know a bit more intimate detail about your gamer to get the right kind of chair, but you want something that's going to have adjustable arms so they can, you know, adjust the arms not only up and down but also inside and out, because when you're gaming for, you know, multitudes of time, especially over, you know, an hour or so, your resting posture changes. And one of the things that you tend to do is you tend to open your body up more. So, like, I hate to use the term, but it's like the best one. You man spread, right? Because your legs go apart because you're resting your back. Your arms then open up. And so instead of, like, being folded, like, they rest more comfortably open, and I would say the welcoming V shape. And so you want a chair that's going to have arms that are going to spread out that way as well. So you definitely want to look at, you know, there's, like I said, there's a bunch of companies. I like Green Forest. I actually have a chair from them that didn't break my bank. It cost me about $125 delivered, and it was really easy to put together. Understand that there's going to be assembly required, but many places will actually, you know, have their assembly guides online, so you can take a look and see, like, if it's going to be a difficult assembly or not, that, you know, whether or not that chair is the right one to gift to somebody. But definitely gift a chair and have it delivered, because them shits is heavy. So you don't want to be trying to carry one of those, because they're easily like 50 some odd pounds. So you want to be super, super careful. It's a great order it and have it delivered already gift wrapped kind of chair. Let me put it that way. If the DX Racer chair is not the way for you to go, you know, definitely check out Green Forest. I liked them a lot. Century is also another one that's out there that has some really good chairs that are very comfortable. We'll have some links to some places to look at game chairs. Again, on the, you know, if you're setting up for a streamer or somebody who's just looking to, you know, share some content and become a content creator, because all of the social platforms now support live streaming. So it's not just you got to be on YouTube or you got to be on Twitch. Like, you can be on Facebook, you can be on Instagram, you can be on Twitter. Like, you can pretty much be wherever you want to be. You want to make sure that you have a good, you know, HD streaming webcam. And there's a lot that are out there, but I absolutely love the C39 series from Logitech. You can pick one up for about right now between $50 and $70. And it's the difference between, you know, being able to stream in 720p and 1080p. But they've got great cameras, great pixel depth. They, you know, produce a really nice, sharp video, and they take up very little space. You can mount them on a tripod, you can mount them on a monitor. It's about, I think, total, like, just over 3 inches wide, and it's just over 1.5 inches tall. So it's easy USB powered, so you can throw it in a bag, travel with it all over the place, so you can, you know, do nice streams. It's typically better than the webcams that are built into your laptop. Like, I have better fidelity with my Logitech webcam than I do with the EyeSight camera that I have on my laptop. So, you know, when I'm traveling and I know that I'm going to be creating content or streaming, it comes with me. And again, it goes right, simply easy into my backpack right through airport security. So, not a huge investment, but as far as money, but definitely a great investment, you know, for the content creators in your life. And then, you know, my other thing to share is I like headsets. We play a lot of games. Yeah, we play a lot of games. I am definitely, I would say, out of all of my friends, the audiophile. I probably have at any given time in my household different types of audio listening devices, personal audio listening devices, whether it's in-ear, earphones, several over-the-ear headphones, some Bluetooth, some wired, some eighth-inch connectors, some 3.5-millimeter connectors. I have a little bit of everything because there's different things that you want for different reasons. When it comes to gaming, there are two types of headsets that I keep in the house at all times, and it's simply because of their comfort and their audio quality. I would say that one set is more mid-range, the other one is definitely on the higher end of the spectrum. It's still not like the super high-end spectrum, because there's everything. You know, I think that Sennheiser makes really great headsets, especially for the gaming category. Oh, yeah. You know, they've really been doing a lot of great stuff over the last year with different types of on-ears that are much more comfortable and great audio quality. Everything for wired, for PC use, as well as for, you know, mobile lifestyle use. So you can use it, you know, if your phone has a headphone jack, you can use it for your mobile device as well as for your gaming PC, and even your console. There's, and I think that they're doing fantastic stuff. You know, Blue microphones, which we've had a lot of wonderful things to say about Blue mics. We use them for the podcast. I love their microphone line. You know, they were recently purchased, as we talked about, you know, multiple podcasts ago. And so I don't know what that's going to mean for their consumer line, but they had started moving into the super high-end audio headphone on-ear segment. And, you know, I don't know that I would necessarily use a Blue headset for podcasting, but if I was listening to a lot of classical music, or I was listening to a lot of stuff trying to take advantage of the Dolby Atmos spec, then that's a headset I would definitely look at. Be prepared, because that's going to run you about $400 to $500. But as far as gaming goes, for gaming headsets, the two that I rely on most, and it's just because I've had a lot of experience with their products, I like the audio, overall audio fidelity, both on the headset as well as the microphone, either the Astro gaming headsets, and I have a lot of respect for the entire Astro line. I'm a big fan of the A50s, which are their wireless, you know, high-end headsets specifically for console gaming. So you can use them. They have a set that they can use for the Xbox One platform, and they have a set that you can use on the PlayStation 4 platform. Understand that even though they're wireless sets, I believe still you have to use an adapter on the Xbox One side, unless they release the new Cradle kit. You have to use an adapter in order to have chat and sound on the Xbox side, and it's mostly just part of how the system is set up on the Xbox side. Whereas on the PlayStation, you can do chat and audio right from, you know, jump with the headset. You don't have to use an adapter. But I like the A50s because they're really, really great quality headsets. You know, you can control the level of voice chat over game right on the cup. So if I'm playing, you know, Overwatch or I'm playing Destiny, I can right in the headset pot up voice chat, which is really important if we're running raid, you know, to hear what my teammates are saying over the game audio. I can do that, which is really comfortable, and I like that, and I like having that control right on my ear. I can mute the headset by turning up the boom mic, so when I have the mic down and it's in my face area, I'm on. If I need to mute real quick because my phone's ringing or my husband wants my attention, I can just flip the boom up. And so once it runs parallel to the headset, then I'm muted and bring it back down. That's just a really nice touch without having to like hit a different button or things like that. And I can control volume again right on the cup on the ear. So I never really have to like get out of my own space in order to operate the headset. So I really like that. The A50s are going to set you back about $300. There are some, you know, holiday codes and things like that that are out there that'll take off some money for shipping and things like that. But they're a really nice headset. If you're not looking to drop $300, but you want similar audio quality, again, on the same platforms, then I've got to recommend the Lucid Sound headsets. I've just been so impressed with them. You've heard it from me. You've heard it from Panda around PAX East time as well. We've had a great experience with these headsets. They're super light, super comfortable, very affordable. You know, their high-end wireless set's going to set you back about $180. Again, there are some holiday codes out there where you can get, you know, some money off, which is great that you can use. And I bet there'll be even more after Christmas, as the after Christmas sales are always fantastic. But it is a really nice, high fidelity, good looking, doesn't feel cheap, even though it is super lightweight. And that's one of the things I think that the Lucid Sound headset does a little bit better than the Astro headset, is that it is light without feeling cheap. You know, so it doesn't feel like light, cheap plastic. You know, there are definitely heavy metal pieces as well as some, you know, plastic mix pieces on the Astro headset. But the Lucid Sound set really does feel like, you know, pillows on your head, as Panda had said before. But they're much more affordable. You can...
Living pillows for your ears.
You have similar controls for audio volume on the cup of the headset. They are on ear. Both the Astro A50 and the Lucid Sound series of headphones are on ears. I bring them up especially for, because again, I am the resident Xbox girl here. They just recently released their LS35Xs, which are their truly wireless headphones for the Xbox One. All of their wireless headphones have been truly wireless for PlayStation 4, so you didn't have to use an adapter, but you did have to, for the LS30s, use an adapter in order to have voice and chat on the Xbox. Now with the LS35Xs, you don't have to use the adapter. You can pair your headphone directly from box to your Xbox and be good to go right from that moment. They are going to be working on an app for the LS series so that you'll eventually be able to do firmware updates for the headset right from the app, as opposed to having to go through your computer to do it right now. So again, great audio quality, really stylish looking headphones, and, you know, won't break the bank because they're almost at like half price of the Astros. So, you know, if you're looking for a good headphone for somebody to, you know, quality play for hours at a time, you know, something that they can use on multi-system and, you know, isn't going to be like a huge freaking investment, you know, they're not going into tournament play, then definitely take a look at the LS, the Lucid Sound series. If they're going into tournament play, you can still look at the Lucid Sound set. I would pay a little bit more attention to the Astro set. I haven't been very happy with the few Turtle Beach sets that I've had. Almost every single one of them I ended up returning, and it's just because ultimately they weren't comfortable on my head for long periods of time. I have a Triton set before. I liked their audio quality, but really I found it to be better when I was using the set with a PC than when I was using it with the console. So where I kind of live in my recommendations is, you know, especially when talking with people, I usually end up either recommending Lucid Sound or Astro for their needs and for their budget. So definitely take a look at both of those, astrogaming.com and lucidsound.com. Great, great products. Again, you know, I like to focus on the things that amplify what it is that you're doing. I don't need to pick you out a game, you know, because everybody's passions and what they like and what they're intrigued with for games, you know, don't really translate all the time. You know, there's a lot of games that I really enjoy that I don't let people know that I really enjoy them because, one, either they're my guilty pleasure, or two, I don't want to be bombarded with, like, 15 types of that game when I just really like this one game.
I don't need people judging me.
Yeah, I
only
just
God can judge
that's
me.
That's not, yeah, you know, exactly. You're just quoting rappers now over here.
Yeah.
You know, those would be my recommendations. First and foremost, understand what it is that they're, you know, consuming digital-wise and, you know, think about a gift card for that. You know, especially if you're listening to this podcast at this point, trying to figure out, like, those last minute, like, I got to get this person something and I know that they, you know, they constantly talk about watching these things on Hulu. Get them a gift card for a year of Hulu or 6 months of Hulu, whatever's in your budget.
And you can do that shit now. Or, hey, you know somebody who goes into town a lot for, like, events because they're social and whatever, and they're always on Uber, get them a gift card for Uber so that you can pay for them to go safely, you know, to a place.
Uber,
so they can get their
Lyft,
cup on
all
them.
Those guys, they do gift cards. So you can do that and be like, yo, I'm just going to slide you a couple of nights out on me. Like, you know, there's a lot of thoughtful ways to give people, you know, the ability to do stuff, you know. And to your point, yeah. Panda, it's kind of like gifting an experience, right? I know you like Hulu, right. So I'm going to let you Hulu for 6 months on me. And you can do whatever you want, like catch up on Empire. Like, you can do your thing. Here you go.
It won't take you 6 months, but...
No, but here you go. Here's 6 months of that. So you can experience Hulu on me, or Netflix on me, or HBO Go on me, or, you know, you can...
It's like, use this for when Game of Thrones comes back on, because I know you ain't got... I don't want you on my account no more. Use this.
Right. Here's the starter kit for you to have your own.
It's like,
get off mine.
Look at this autonomy. You can get it now.
You know? So there's a lot of ways that you can gift people, you know, what they're into and support their habits and allow them to have more experiences with the things that they enjoy without necessarily having to give them that exact thing. And, you know, you can support, you know, their growing habit. Because there's a lot of people that have been asking me, like, my kid is, like, trying to get into YouTubing and I don't even know what that means, and so, like, what should I get them? So I've been recommending a lot of chairs and a lot of webcams and, you know, understanding what different platforms are and what they can do and what they can't do and you know, what they should check into and those kinds of things. And I love the fact that I'm getting to have these conversations with people who, you know, whenever I've mentioned I'm a gamer, have been like, oh, that's nice, and then change the subject and want and not want to go deeper into that. And now, because their kids are basically watching everybody on the planet stream Fortnite, they want to stream Fortnite
and do it too. I don't stream Fortnite, but I also don't stream very often. So
yeah, right. And so, you know, it's allowed me to have these conversations with, okay, so before you even get to the point of them, you know, and feeling comfortable with letting them get out into the world and stream these games, you know, there's ways that you can do it where they show themselves and ways that they don't show themselves. I recommend, you know, for you know, really young kids, if you're not comfortable with it, don't let them show themselves. You don't need the webcam. But if you are going to allow them to do the webcam thing, these are the cams to look at, these are good chairs to look at.
Or, I mean, it could be something, you know, where you start off at first, like, you could get all the necessary gear,
mm-hmm.
you know, or get, you know, mid-level, because, like, you don't want to go for the boom daddy stuff right off the bat.
Yeah, you don't need a DX Racer chair. And the reason why I bring up DX Racer is because one of my friends was like, yeah, so my son wants to get into streaming and he wants to do Fortnite and he told me that he needed this chair. And he's like, I wasn't really sure if
he
needed
this chair.
Right? And she gives me the link and I was like, I'm going to stop you right there. Your son is maybe 60 pounds. He does not need this DX Racer chair.
He does not need that chair.
Because that chair is meant to support
me. He shouldn't have that chair.
And my chunky butt. And that's a $500 chair. You are not getting your son a $500 chair.
I stream on Twitch and I stream on my couch.
Okay.
With my, like, slanket on. I ain't got no DX chair.
So I stream on Mixer.
He's got a couch.
I stream on Mixer. From my Green Forest chair that I got through Amazon, because I was like, somebody needs to deliver this to my house, because there's no way I'm getting this box to my house, okay? And the biggest expense that I had in my setup was the chair by $2, because the desk that I have all my stuff on cost $2 less than my chair, including the delivery, because I got it on Amazon Prime. Okay, my webcam was the least one. You don't need... let me be very clear. I was like, he doesn't need a gamer chair. Okay, he can work up to the gamer chair. I'm like, you go to Staples, Target, whatever is in your budget. Okay, because you could get a nice office desk chair for $100.
Yeah.
Okay? And he can decorate it, design it, make it cool. He's going to be sitting on it, so most of the damn thing's going to be covered. Okay? He just wants the DX Racer chair because everybody that he sees that he likes, that he idolizes, that's the chair that they have. He don't need...
Yeah, but they also didn't buy that chair. DX gave them the chair because of their sub count. Get the sub count.
Right. And so, then like, talk I was to like, me about she what wasn't ready for, the, like, the sub count conversation. So I was like, nah, we just don't need to go there. I was like, but you get his I'm ass, like, saying, a Target chair.
Do you got DX chair, Racer chair money? Do you got it?
I don't got... I don't got McDonald's money. Never mind DX Racer money.
I got 69 cent chicken nuggets from Wendy's money. I ain't got DX Racing Chair money.
Okay, you can sit on some milk crates. Put a pillow on it. I'll get you all a purple pillow.
All my shit is hand-me-down. I shouldn't say all my stuff.
No.
But, like, my PS4 isn't. I bought that. But my TV, hand-me-down. The Xbox S I got right now, hand-me-down.
It's a nice hand-me-down, though.
Microphone. But the boom that it sits on, hand me down. And you know what? It all works.
Okay. And that shit is all in good quality when you got it.
Yeah. Right. This is all shining. This is all very good quality.
Yes. It's all very good new to you.
New to you. Right. He just needs new to him stuff, which is all things.
Right.
So, and like, then when he get a job, he can then put money away. And if he still don't got the sub count, then maybe he can invest in a chair.
Right.
But and so, you don't need to be spending that kind of money on something he could put his butt on and fart on.
Well, ultimately what I was like, was like, if you're going to get a separate chair, I'm like, get a simple freaking chair from like Target. You don't need to like put a bunch of stuff. I was like, or get you a new nice chair for your office and hand down whatever office chair you have. Okay, because he's just going to be sitting for a couple of hours. I was like, and I know her kid. I was like, his attention span is like that of a gnat. He's going to be into this for like a week and then done. Okay, so I was like, so don't even worry about it. I was like, if he does get habitual with it.
Go ahead, friend. Get him this chair. And then when he gets bored of the chair, you could then have me and Ninja fight over who gets the chair. Because granted, not even that. Give Ninja the DX chair, and then I'll take her Forest chair. Hand it down.
Hashtag best second hand ever.
It trickles down.
Yes, this is actually the trickle down economy and how it works for you specifically.
Yeah, and it's all win, baby.
Right. I mean, because you're gonna make out pretty good.
It's been good to me.
You're about to get a computer here in the new year very quickly.
I know, right? It's like, if I wait out long enough, new shit will come my way, and I don't even have to work for it.
Like, it just manifests. Like, boom, I turn around and bam, I got a computer. Now, 3 weeks later, boom, I got a chair. Like, you're doing your secondhand market game is strong. Again, at the end of the day, it's just really about being able to gift something to somebody that is, you know, a token of affection from you to them. So whether it's big or small, as long as it is done with intent and meaning and purpose and some thoughtfulness, that's the thing that is the gift. So don't feel any kind of way if that manifests as a gift card versus, I don't know, a onesie, because the Xbox onesies are going to be going on sale pretty soon and your sister wants ones really, really desperately, you know, because pajamas are a very thoughtful gift when they're the right pajamas.
Right.
And that's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm done. I know that you been playing a game that I recommended that you try out, and I'm kind of excited to hear what you have to say about it.
Well, actually, I got two games to talk about.
What?
So I got like 7.5 minutes per game.
Okay, well, get to it, because tick-tock, tick-tock.
Because I like me my spooky games. I like my visual novel games. I've kind of been in 999 a lot, and I'm now, if you don't know, that's 9 hours, 9 persons, 9 doors. It's a game that came out a long time ago, but they released a bundle of them on the PS4, which me and my
friend bought. I didn't know that at all, because, you know, I don't live the spooky life.
It's not that scary. Like, calm down. But anyway, but the game I am going to talk about is kind of scary. And I heard about it back when it got released for the Vita, and it's finally made a resurgence in PS4 land, and we're actually going to see a Switch release for it. And it is a game called Deathmark. Now, this should sit in our bones a little bit, sis, because, you know, it practically talks about, you know, juju. Bad juju.
Oh, no. So, we don't mess with bad juju.
Right, right. In the story of Death Note, you play a unnamed man. You can change his name or not. You can just randomize it or you can pick your own. And he has this mark on his arm that kind of looks like a bite, but it's like a tattoo, like a really bad tribal tattoo.
Uh-huh.
And in the particular town that he lives in, called H City, there are all these rumors, these ghost story rumors, about if you get a mark, you eventually slowly begin to lose your memories, and when you've lost all your memories, you die. And he's like, well, fuck no. I need to go find, like, the best spiritual person who's good with ghosts and get this, like, off me, like, yesterday.
Right.
And he comes across, like, the best spiritual advisor. Her name is Saya. And he goes to her house, which is, like, this big mansion. It's kind of dark. It doesn't look inhabited. You know, like, at first you're like, don't go in that house. My black vibes tell me don't. Maybe just wait for the sweet release of death. Like, you might die in there, maybe. Don't. But then you go in anyway, and there's a creepy doll right in the doorway. Uh-huh. Waiting for you.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Mary. She can speak.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, you lost me at creepy doll. Like,
yeah, there's a creepy, creepy German-ish doll with long blonde hair and, like, piercing silver eyes. And she's just like, you came for my master, but the curse actually got her, too. I think her body's upstairs, and you go upstairs and you find her body. And then Mary's like, she did give me some information because she was studying the mark. And if you have a mark, maybe I can help you. So Mary sends you on all these quests all around H City with all these other ghosts, because a ghost somehow marks your character. And, like, you're at a point where you don't remember your name, which is why you get to rename your character, because, like, you're pretty close to dying now. And she's just like, let's investigate all these stories, and maybe we'll find the ghost that has marked you. And when we cleanse the ghost, your mark will go away. So throughout the course, and there's 5 chapters in the main game, and then there's a DLC chapter also. And through the course of all these other ghost stories that you are encountering, you encounter other people who have marks. As you're going through, you're literally, like, point-click adventuring, you know, visual novel style, kind of similar to, like, Corpse Party, but not nearly as gruesome, which I appreciate. But you go through all this type of... Well, I mean, the game wasn't that bad.
No, the game wasn't that bad. I enjoyed it, but it was definitely, like, gruesome in ways that I didn't really expect.
I think the audio, because the best way to play Corpse Party 1 is with headphones, which, of course, you know, brings you further into the immersion. I would have nightmares if I played with headphones. So halfway through, I was like, and I can't do this anymore for my sanity. But I appreciate that the soundscape was that immersive enough to fill me with that kind of dread. Like, that is mm-hmm. top-notch stuff. But, yeah, so through the course of the game, you meet other mark bearers. That's what they're called in the game. And you have the option to navigate through certain areas with one or two. Like, there's usually, per chapter, there's 2 different other mark bearers that you will encounter. And they all have different skill sets that may or may not help you while you're investigating a certain area or you're investigating a, you know, ghost theory. Throughout the course of the game, you'll get these old talismans that will give you spirit power, because there are moments in the game where if you don't do things correctly or you encounter a ghost or some type of entity, it can kill you. And that can lead to a game over or a bad end. And there are several endings to this game. I don't want to spoil too much about it, but it actually had a pretty decent ending that I thought really kind of took itself out of its realm a little bit. Because some people can guess right away from these type of stories that, oh, man, like, the big bad is so easily predictable. So, you know, you're just going through all the check boxes to get to the big bad. But this was, like, a really nice circumvented circle path your way right back to the beginning. It was a really nice bookend, which I appreciate in my narratives, especially ones dealing with ghosts. But every baddie has 2 ways that you can resolve. And I'm using resolve as a word because, you know, in most cases when you're dealing with ghosts and you're dealing with grudge-type ghosts, which most of these ghosts tend to be, they have a gripe against something that the human has done. That's why they have marked them for death. And if you can figure out the mystery of that, they will release you from the mark, so to speak. And that is when you cleanse the grudge in the spirit. And sometimes you can just destroy the spirit without resolving the grudge, which is, I mean, you get rid of the immediate threat, but the power of the grudge is so strong that it still does end up killing somebody. So you actually have to really be paying attention to the narrative and the dialogues that are happening, because you will get little nuggets of information from all places.
Okay.
So you kind of want to be paying attention to that. And, like, I've started playing it. I actually watched Manly Badass Hero play through all of it. And, I mean, I purposely would only watch him go through and see him do bad ends. So I don't know how to get good endings, because I want to get my own right now. But, oh, man, like, a lot of the CGs that are in it, they're not necessarily gruesome, like, blood splatter everywhere, but, like, they're just disturbing images, like, okay, deformities and stuff like that. And I actually really liked the animation style of it, though apparently the Vita version of this game has in the additional chapter, which I have not seen yet, there is an instance where it got censored here in the U.S., but not in Japan.
Okay.
And, like, there was a big hullabaloo about it, because they're like, you know, this is coming from the land where hentai games run rampant, and girls who look like they're 8 but are said to be 21, where it's, you know, it's BS. You know, they decide now they want to censor this one scene, and I actually did find somebody who showed screenshots of what they actually, like, edited out, and it pales in comparison to half the stuff that I've seen come out of that country. So I'm not sure why the development house decided to go that route or not, but it was really deep. Like, the story was actually a lot more nuanced than, oh, there's just this bad ghost that has done something to you and you have to figure out why it did it to you. Oh, it was just being a dick. And, like, the story is so much more deeply inlaid in the setting, which I really, really liked.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, if you have a Switch, it's coming to the Switch, which I'm actually kind of interested about, because I wonder what new functionalities we'll get from the Switch version than you'd get from the PS4 version. Because, like, there's a lot of different things they could possibly do when you're searching for things with a portable, as opposed to, like, you know, a strict console release.
Okay.
So that's out there. So if you're curious about that, like I said, you can find that on the PS4. You can find that it's coming to Switch. I don't believe it's been released for Switch yet. And, I mean, if you still have a Vita, well, then why? And then, two, it is still available for the PS Vita, so you could play it there. And then, very quickly, because I don't play a lot of mobile games, but when I do, I do. During our last show, which I'm kind of sad about that you guys didn't get to hear the footage from that, but we went through the Video Game Awards, and they were talking about this mobile game called Donut County, which I knew nothing about. And Ninja was like, you need to play this game. It is so very much something that I could see you really enjoying. And I decided to jump on the gravy train and jump on to, you know, Donut County. And I'm just obsessed with destruction. Like, mm-hmm. In a very simplistic way. Like, I'm a very clumsy human. I fall over things all the time. I fall over my own feet sometimes. You know, and, like, in my own mind, I feel like I am a whole. Like, I eat things, they disappear.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick things up and move them. Like, I am a weirdly quiet force of destruction, very much like a whole. And in Donut County so far where I'm at, like, we've pretty much established that, you know, there's this female character called Mira who is friends with this raccoon who works at a donut shop but also has this drone and does all this other stuff. And somehow, while tweaking, you know, something, the raccoon develops this hole that is, I guess, either he's controlling it or it's sentient. And it's not too sure yet, because I think he created the hole and the hole is just doing whatever. And you are as the player, you're the hole. And you will eat things. And I do mean things. It's not even like food. It's like bricks and rocks and cactuses. And the more things you consume, kind of like a reverse Katamari, where you roll and become bigger. You eat things and you become a bigger hole. So then you can start eating bigger things until you destroy literally a whole town. And to the point where everyone's now, like, living underneath the former town. And you're hearing everybody's stories about how the hole happened by their house. And, like I think so far in my game, there's one person I haven't been able to account for, because they got into an air balloon and then they're, like, soaring in the sky. So, like, the hole did not get them. but everybody else kind of is at the mercy of the whole. And there's, like, puzzles to solve in each thing because, like, your objective is to eat everything. But, like, right. some things are, like, you know, not easily dislodged. Like, even if you're a big enough hole, like, some pipes run further down. So, like, you have to be a really big hole or you have to dislodge something and knock it over. Some things are living, so, like, they run away from you, so you have to chase them to eat them mm-hmm. and stuff. So there's all that. But it's super cute, and, like, I'm down for a really smart raccoon. It kind of made me think of Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy, because he's kind of snarky, the raccoon, who I think his name is BK in the game. And, like, everyone's like, it's all your fault that this is happening, and it's like, hey, I didn't do anything. Like, he's very, like, well, no one likes corn anyway, Coyote, so why are you selling it? Like, he's very Trump-ish, I guess, turning the blame on everyone else but himself.
Right.
I haven't finished the game yet, so I don't know what the end result is, if they're all just going to live underneath the remains of Donut County, or if they're going to solve the mystery of this sentient, non-sentient hole. I don't know. I know one thing. BK is not happy that Mira broke his drone.
No.
Like, he is really upset about this drone. So, it's about $4 on your phone. So, you can get it on your iPhone or an Android phone or any other phone. Well, not any other phone. Like, it's got to be a smartphone, I think. Like, don't try to get this on your Nokia. It will clearly not work. But it's only $5. So it's super it's like super cheap. I don't think there's any microtransactions in it. I haven't come across any. So, like, it's a one-time type of deal. And it's super fun and very addicting. And right now I'm trying to figure out the freaking firework level where I'm trying to shoot a firecracker at some birds.
Uh-huh.
So I can eat the birds.
Right. Because you want the birds.
I want the birds.
Well, there you have it. It's time to wrap this guy up. It's been good to be back. Lots to talk about. If you enjoyed this podcast, then please make sure that you subscribe. You can get it right on our website, electricsisterhood.com. You can also check out all the other great articles, previews, reviews, and more that the team is creating there on the website. So bookmark us, add us to your favorites, and revisit often. You can also get the RSS feed for our site as well as the podcast right there on the homepage. You can also get this podcast through iTunes, either on the desktop or through the podcast application on your iOS device. Just simply open up the app, search for the Eshcast or Electric Sisterhood, and subscribe. You will get our brand new episodes as soon as we put them out every week for your listening pleasure. And if you enjoy the randomness that is Esh, then please make sure that you check out some of the other great websites and podcasts and shows that the other content creators that are part of the Esh family are creating. That includes our homie King Baby Duck over at b3crew.com with his bi-weekly podcast show, No Borders, No Race, as well as his great articles and the whole crew over there that is creating content at b3crew.com. Be sure to bookmark them to get that podcast in iTunes or wherever fine podcasts are purveyed as well. Our homie Hamsterman2049 holding it down on Wednesdays, live streaming on Twitch. You can get the link to his show on Wednesdays earlier in the day right on his website, smashrook.com, or also on our Facebook page, and find out what he's going to be playing. Jump into chat, be part of his gameplay live, playing new games and old. I'm really excited to see, you know, him revisit Psychonauts, especially with Psychonauts 2 coming on the way. I'm so excited. So please make sure that you check out smashrook.com and our homie Hamsterman2049 on Twitch, twitch.tv/Hamsterman2049. One of my favorite human beings on the planet, Phil the Issues Guy, with Phil's recap and review, which you can find on YouTube as well as his archive on his site, issuesprogram.com. You can even catch Phil doing some really fun and random stuff over on his Twitch channel. You can get the link right from his website. So please make sure that you're checking out his stuff, because it is absolutely fun and enjoyable. And of course, last but certainly not least, our friends over at nerdcrave.com, keeping you up to date with all the stuff that nerds crave, whether it's comic books, anime, video games, movies, or just nerdy stuff in general. If it's of interest, the nerds over at nerdcrave.com are talking about it. So please make sure that you check out all of our sites, that you engage with us on our social. We're on Instagram at ESH News, Twitter at ESH News, Facebook at facebook.com/landofesh. You can catch our podcast as well as some other amazing shows over at vognetwork.com. And we're really excited to see what Orange Lounge Radio and the Bobby Blackwell Show are going to be bringing to Twitch coming in
Twitch,
the new year.
I know!
I'm so excited.
Exciting!
Can't wait to see what that's going to be and look like. So we're thrilled for everybody over there at those two shows, as well as all the other amazing shows on VogNetwork.com. So please make sure to check out that site and all the great content coming to the channel there. With that, it's time to be out of here. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Until next time, folks.
Titties.